Hello, Wes. Good evening.
Hi, Jay. It's Nadine.
There you are.
How are you? I just missed your
Not
call. I'm like, oh, man. The time he calls me back and I just missed it. What's up with that?
Well, I left you, right? I left you a voicemail. Was leaving a voicemail, so you can just get
that
later.
You're like, but she just called, so might as well jump off. How are you?
I'm good. Not bad. It's a good day.
Good,
what about you?
Good. I'm doing good, you know. I mean, nothing new over here. You know, just the same old, working every day. Like no other way of doing it, right?
yeah, it's the best way to do it.
So, yeah, I called you earlier because I wasn't sure. I know last week was kind of, you weren't sure yet. You were thinking probably on Thursday, but I thought, I'll just give them a call just to see how things are going.
Well, I know I'm going to be busy. I'm about to take on a bunch of new projects here, so.
Oh, good for
you. I get calls out of time as soon as I pick up a hammer, people get the calls. I don't get a lot of work done because I get so many phone calls.
Uh-huh.
So, probably going to turn the phone off and give my attention to these jobs, but,
Before
I did, I wanted to call you and see if we can get my email back up because I'm gonna be using that a lot as well.
Okay, let me just take a look here.
All right.
So because I know before you were paying the $318, that was also for the workspace, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because that was the $299 and then plus the additional for the workspace. That was having the work email. Let me just double check real quick for you.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think you had me at 311 last time we talked.
If I'm looking back, and it'll show me exactly what your last billing was. Yep, your last billing was 318.
Okay.
So it's $19 is what it is, right? For the workspace email, which is that work email. And then it's the $299. So that's why it comes out to the $318.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that includes the SEO services like they were and,
yes.
And the website.
So what you're getting, yes. So you're getting like the website, the first page optimization, you're getting directory submission. Remember, we're talking like, as far as like Yelp, they do Apple now. Now you're going to also have Facebook ads, which I believe you already have a Facebook page. Am I correct?
I don't. I have a personal, but I don't have a business.
Okay. So that's okay. Because see, prior, what you used to have is the Google ads, if you remember. So now what you're going to have instead is the Facebook ads, and I'm going to tell you, it's a lot better. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the same cost. Yes. The Facebook ads, and let me explain it to you, Jay. So Facebook ads, right, what they do is they retarget. It's going to be a better conversion rate because Google ads, that price now has increased. But with Facebook ads, it's going to be at the same rate that you were paying before the $299. So just to kind of give you a comparison, okay, Google ads across all industries, you're looking at a 4% conversion rate, okay? Average, $10 per click, okay? When you compare that to Facebook ads is going to be actually a 10%, it'll be a 9%, I apologize, conversion rate. So it's almost double, right?
Sounds like
and it's an average 50 cents per click, and I'll tell you why, Jake. Facebook ads, what they're basically doing is they're retargeting anybody who has performed a search on Google for your services. And even if they didn't call you, Jay, but let's just say that they go to Facebook and they're just looking through pictures or stories, all of a sudden they will see your ad appear both on their desktop and on their mobile device. Now, what this does is it helps you reach more new potential clients, but we're going to make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. I will tell you right now, a lot of our clients have seen really great results because it's like basically reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it.
Ah, that is nice. It reaches out to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, right? But it happens to me all the time because my husband will get on my phone and all of a sudden I'm on Facebook, right? And he's like looking, you know, searching up Nike shoes, but when I go on my Facebook page, I start seeing these Nike ads. I'm like, were you shopping earlier? And he's like, how'd you know? I'm all, because I'm getting these ads for Nikes. And he's like, oh man. I'm all, can you use your phone if you don't want to get caught?
Tell him to get you a pair of shoes while he's on there.
Oh, he does. He does, but
okay,
you don't even want to know. Good. He buys me so many shoes, I'm like over it. I literally found two pairs of Nike boxes. I haven't even worn them. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm not going to wear those to the gym. You know what I mean? I go to boot camp. I ain't trying to mess up my shoes. He's like, oh, my God. I don't even want to. Well, he, you know what's so cool is that when he buys himself something, he buys me too. But, I mean, I've gotten Jordans, everything. I'm like, I'm not a, he's real into shoes. I'm not. I'm like, whatever, you know?
No, I understand. My girlfriend's the same way. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
Really?
I wear boots every day, all the time. That's my thing.
Yeah.
And I don't have an in-between. I'm either casual or fully dressy. I don't do an in-between. I got a suit on or I got a sweatshirt.
So am I. I'm just asking my manager real quick if you're going to have, let me ask him, will he have the same work email?
I have to have the same. Yeah,
it would have to be the same one. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it is, because basically what we would be doing is reinstating it. So I just want to make sure. Give me one second.
Yeah, that's what's on all my cards. That's the one with all my history on it. Yeah, I've got to have the same one.
Okay.
Going to have to look in the black hole and grab it out if we can find it.
Right? No kidding.
Space-time continuum.
I'm just trying to take a look back. When was the last, because you haven't been, because I want to see when was the last time you were actually, so I can see from when we're reinstating.
I think it was when I took that trip to the Outer Banks and I was gone for weeks and I just
gosh, that was almost like, what, a year ago?
Was it?
I don't know. Hold on. No. No.
Couldn't have been that long.
No, it couldn't have been. I was looking way, way back. Okay, hold on. Let me see. This was back in, oh, that was only, you know what? Because you had called in August, right?
Recently, yeah.
Yeah, you called in August because you wanted to reinstate it. So let me just make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask someone real quick right now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because it's the same, because we want to make sure it was the same email. Let me see. I'm going to hit up one of my other managers because I want to make sure.
That's fine.
So if you just bear with me a couple minutes, because I just want to make sure that it's the same email, because that's the same one that you got on all your business cards, right?
That's right, and even more.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you speak Spanish? Let me find out.
Let me find out. Yeah.
Really? Wow, you speak it pretty good, too.
Oh, thank you. You understand.
I speak Medina. Spanish, that's why. I was like, wait a minute, he's speaking Spanish right now. Oh, wow. So did you just pick it up, like just listening to everybody, or?
Well, I grew up in Southern California.
Did you? What part? Because you know that's where we're at, right?
I did know where we're at. That's another reason I picked you guys. San Bernardino.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, that's not far. I actually live in Anaheim. But I have a lot of family in San Bernardino. Yeah, I'm probably going to say, like, maybe from where I live at, it's probably, like, what, maybe 30 minutes. I mean, when there's no traffic, right, depending on how fast you drive.
Of course. Right. Yeah, so that's my home. I was stationed in Camp Lejeune in the Marine Corps the last part of my contract. That's how I ended up in North Carolina.
Well, thank you for your service. Greatly appreciated. Uh-huh. My son-in-law, he's in the Army, and my daughter and them, they just moved out to Oahu. So he's stationed out there right now.
Nice.
Right? Okay. Must be nice.
Must be. Never gets cold. It's like a fairy tale out there.
Right? I know. I got a little nervous when Maui, but I was like, okay, those islands are way far apart from each other. You know when Maui had the fires?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, and then they got water separating them, so it can't be too bad.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Let me get the same workspace email. Okay.
So tell him I got to have
him right now. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. He has to have it because it's his concern is that it's
got like all the contracts from the past for
associated
years
with all his business info.
Business info.
Yeah.
And website as well, yeah.
Business cards, etc. Okay. Alrighty, let's see here now. So, Dave, has any information changed for you as far as your targeted areas? Let me see. I wonder if my manager is going to want me to schedule a client interview for you just so they can kind of go over everything again.
Okay. I'm going to, after we pull it back up and get it active, I'm going to have a look at it. There's a lot of stuff I don't remember on there, but.
Yeah, so you know what I would suggest then is this, right? I mean, because we still have a lot of the information. What I would suggest is let you and I go over some notes. So this way, what we're going to do, Jay, is we're going to still schedule a client interview for you because I want them to review everything, right? To see if there's changes that they need to make, let them get on it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So that's what I would suggest, okay? And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to look at something really quick. I know this is taking a little bit longer than what we expected, but there's something that I want to look at because, okay.
Well, I'm traffic, so I'm not doing anything.
Oh, okay. So you're good. All right.
Yeah. For a moment. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just looking at something really quick. Okay, so this website, so you do a lot of kitchen remodel, bathroom remodels, all that goodies, right? Deck installations. Okay, so previously you used to have what's called a My Site, right? It was our regular, like, local splash page. It was like a one-page
podcast. Yeah, it's a page, that's okay. Correct, yeah.
I'm going to ask them to upgrade you. Because you're considered a general contractor, correct? I mean, that's what I would say.
I am that. I actually am that, correct.
So I'm going to have them upgrade you to what we call a My Site. Now, this My Site, Jay, it's customized to fit your business. It has the automatic SEO settings. We can add videos. We can add pictures. It's like an upgrade from the one that you had previously, okay? It's not going to be an additional cost for you. So that's why I kind of want to go over notes and stuff. Okay. It's a plus for you, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, Jay, these are like super nice. No joke. They're really, really nice. And I mean, we'll customize it to fit your business. And like I said, it helps with your ranking too because of the automatic SEO settings. So I like them and you qualify for it. So why not? Okay. So let me do this. Oh yeah, yeah. It's the one that you had previously. It didn't look bad, but this one is going to look even better. Okay. So, when I'm looking at that website, we have your services and let me know if there's anything that we need to remove. There's remodeling contractor, kitchen bathroom remodeling, interior decorator, hardwood flooring, laminate, room additions, house renovation, house restoration, home organization, tile installation, porch installation, deck installation, and then hemp structures. Does all of that apply?
It does still apply, and even more now, but I don't know how many words I'm allowed to.
Okay. I'm going to at least give them this so that way during your client interview, they can kind of start narrowing them down to the ones, you know, that are the most profitable, right? Because they're going to, at least in there, they have a general idea, and then during your client interview, you can just go through so much more, okay?
That makes sense. That? Probably what I'm going to do is take off the specific flooring and just put flooring because then that covers all of them, stuff like that, you know?
Okay, do you want me to just remove that and just put the flooring on that one?
Right, because that includes all floors. It's broad, broad work.
Exactly. Okay, so let me just fix that there. Okay. And then now, are you doing for both residential and commercial, or do you have, like, a preference?
We're doing both still.
Both. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have updated photos, too?
I've got a bunch of photos in my laptop.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, because I think maybe they might want to update your photos, too. You know what I mean? From the ones
definitely,
that we've had previously. Just to kind of give them the gist of that, you know, so that we, it just gives them more of a variety. And what's cool about that My Site, like, let's say you wanted to go in and change some of your photos, you can do so, or you just leave it up to us to do it all, okay? That's not a problem. Let me take a look and see if he messaged me back.
I did have a question about the Facebook.
Yeah. Go for it.
I don't have a Facebook page for the business, but you guys are going to advertise on Facebook.
We are going to.
How does that work?
So how it works is you have a personal page, right?
Uh-huh.
At the very least. Okay. What we're going to do is through your personal Facebook page, and keep in mind, no one is going to see that personal page, okay? All Facebook pages are created through a personal page, so this way you still have access to it. Even if you try to do it on your own, right? Even if you try to build a Facebook page on your own, you would still have to have a personal page. So when we create it, we're going to create this page for the business. It's what we call the business Facebook page. And on there, we're going to be running the Facebook ads. The reason that it's created like that, like I said, Jay, is so this way you still have access to it. And again, no one's going to see your personal page. We just want to make sure that you have access to that page as well. Okay. Now we won't, I mean, we'll get it created for you, but we're not going to be doing like daily posting, right? So I always highly recommend and encourage you that when you create, I'm telling him, hold on, he's messaging me right now about your reactivation. I said, yes, it's a reactivation. He's checking right now. So this way, like what I recommend is like when you complete a job, right? Go on your Facebook, on your business Facebook page, you'll have access to it and just upload the photo, type in, you know, just finish this project, whatever you want to say, post it. And I say even do that once a month if you can, okay? It's not, it's really not that hard. I know you get busy, right? But even if you did it once a month, at least it's keeping your content fresh. Because when we're running those Facebook ads, we're obviously going to run them based off of the content that you want. But even keep in mind, like if you wanted to run like, let's say you got, you know, holiday coming up, you feel like running a promotion, you want to do a veteran discount or whatever, we can do that too, right? With those Facebook ads. Even if you were looking to hire, we can do something with those Facebook ads. I mean, there's just so much
pretty
that can
cool.
be done.
Yeah, it is. It sounds like it.
It's really, really cool. So, and they can even add like a short little video on there, you know? So I love them. I've seen our clients have really great success with them. And that's not to say that the Google ads don't work. But the thing is that they're a lot more costly, right? And they run on a rotation, at least with Facebook, is that constant reminder. You were looking for someone, you were looking at bathroom remodel. Here's a company that offers it. That's what it's going to be consistently doing. Okay.
That is cool. Yeah, I like that.
Now, how do I find you on Facebook? Is it just by Jay and then your last name, Wimbley?
The word Spades is in between those two names.
Okay, let me see here.
Yeah, long story, all right?
No worries. Okay, so I'm going to try to look you up here. Okay, so it's going to be Jay, J-E-Y. I just want to make sure I spell it correctly on here so I can see if I can pull you up. So J, and then what was after that?
Spades. S-P-A-D-E-S.
Okay. J, Spades, and then
Wimbley.
I was going to say, did I pronounce that right, Wimbley? I
you
did.
Not. Perfect.
Oh, my God. Is this you? You got sunglasses on?
I always have sunglasses on.
Yep, I found you. Okay, I found you with a suit on, right? Suit and tie?
That's right. Yep.
Okay, very professional.
Of course, my swag.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me see what he says. It's been too long, so we don't have it anymore officially, but we do still own the domain, so we can just reset it up. Okay.
Well, we had to do that anyway because you said you were going to upgrade it, so.
Yeah, so in other words, does that mean he will still have the same workspace email? We are also upgrading him to a My Site. He had, I'm waiting to see what he says. I'm saying he had the old, he had the Splash.
Well, I'm thinking, like,
page.
Technically, if it didn't exist anymore, then we should be able to recreate it the same.
Yes.
Because it's
gone,
right?
Yeah, that's why I'm just making sure. So he's just saying, I'm just making sure that I understood the way he wrote it, because he says, officially it's not there, but we're resetting it up. So that tells me it's a reset. So, yes, that's what I'm just trying to understand, but that's what I'm reading. Because even though it's been a while, right, we just want, I want to make sure that that email is still the same, the workspace email, which if it's, because it coincides with your domain, correct? The
correct.
Workspace email. So that should be good from what I'm reading, because he says it's a reset.
So what I'm thinking, worst case scenario, is so the history and the documents and all the stuff that I sent to these clients may not be there.
Right. I believe that's what he's saying. I have to get confirmation on that.
That might be
I
the
just
sad
wanna,
part.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to see. Are you talking about, like, content that you had before from, like, previous clients?
Yeah, like all the emails I sent and the different contracts and photos and everything associated with it.
Let me ask him.
He
had used that email sending contracts, photos, et cetera. To previous, to previous clients. Will that all be gone now? That's gonna suck.
It would be. Would be.
I know, that's what I'm asking. Let's just say a quick prayer. In the meantime, let me just at least kind of go through some of these other notes while I'm waiting for him to respond. Well, I'm glad I found you easily on Facebook. Well, that was quick.
Yeah, I'm typing that. It should just be me and the world with that name.
Yes. I didn't see anybody else. You know what the trip is? This one came out, this girl, but she's like in the United Kingdom. Her name's Jessica. And she spells her last name different, though. So it's funny because, you know, it gives you suggestions, like whatever the last name or what have you, which is crazy why that would come up. But, yeah, kind of weird. Okay. So I'm still waiting for him to respond on that.
No, it's okay.
But I know that he's going to – yeah. So in other words, what he's saying is we can reset it. But that means to me, if we're resetting it, that means – whatever content you had before is going to be gone, or unless we could try to retrieve it. That's what I'm asking him.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but I understand.
Okay. Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to ask, right? At least closed mouth,
no,
don't get fed. I mean, worst case scenario, that would be the only downfall, is that stuff would be gone. But, I mean, at least we would be able to, you know, reset it to where you still have that same workspace email.
Because so when I try to open up the email on my phone, like the information saved as far as my name and whatnot, but I just can't access it. So I see like contracts, old contracts, but I can't, if I click
but
on
you
it,
can't
it won't open
them. Right. Oh, I see what you're saying.
But inaccessible.
Oh, so maybe you might not lose it then, because if it's there and maybe he's just resetting it, that's what I'm trying to clarify. Like, if you're resetting, what does that mean?
Is it reset like Super Nintendo reset or Xbox One reset? You know, because that's Super Nintendo. You get to level 16, you reset it. You're not there anymore.
Start you all over again.
You gotta start all over again. You gotta find Yoshi and the princess.
Oh my
gosh.
I'm dead.
It's a headache.
I've done that before, like on certain, like, you know, especially with like certain iPhones, right? When I had to set it back to factory settings, I'm like, oh Lord. And if you didn't back up the photos,
it's gone.
Gone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no. And you know, don't even ask me how, but I have some of my husband's contacts on my phone. He's got some of mine on his. And I'm like, why is your dad listed on my phone as Pops? And then he's
the clouds.
And he's like, clouds. I don't know. And I'm all, somehow they got mixed. You know what I mean? And I don't know how, but he's like, well, I don't know. I have some of your content on my phone too. Like I got some of your photos.
Like, I don't know. Maybe you guys like upgrade and then I'll switch phones. I don't know.
Somehow when it upgraded, something happened. It like switched or I don't know what happened, but I'm like, okay, well, as long as there was no text messages and me talking smack on you.
See, I'm good. I got a Samsung phone, so everything saves to Samsung and every Samsung device I get, they already knows me. So that's a cool feature.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one thing, and it's so funny because we tried to convert my sister. Well, we finally converted her to the iPhone family, right? And you're not going to believe this. She was like one day, like freaking out, like, hey, Nadine, here's a funny story, right? So she was talking about menopause symptoms, right?
Uh-huh.
And so a couple days later, she calls me, hey, I think my phone got hacked. I mean, she's only been part of the iPhone family for like about a week at that time, right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, you are not going to believe. I was looking up. She goes, I was on Facebook. All of a sudden, I'm getting these menopause ads. And I'm like laughing. I mean, I couldn't even talk. I was laughing so hard. And I'm on Michelle. And the reason why you're getting the menopause ads is because we were talking about the menopause symptoms you were having. You were looking them up on Google because, you know, of course, that's your new doctor now.
That's why
you're getting the ads, because you're looking up the symptoms. So it's targeting you as looking up those symptoms. So now they're advertising their medication to you. She's like, oh my gosh, I thought my phone got hacked. I was freaking out. I couldn't stop laughing. I was like literally dying. I was like, oh my God, I cannot with this girl.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Now like, she knows oh, better. Lord.
Oh yeah. Now she knows. She's like, man, for a minute there, I thought my phone got hacked. Like I was freaking out. And I'm like, oh my God, you are out of control. Now Jay,
that's
at one time.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like, that's like how I know when he's looking at, right. That's how I know when my husband's shopping online. I'm like, okay, that's why he knows now. He doesn't even use my phone anymore. He's like, nah, I'm good. I got my own. Okay. So, I see, let's take a look. I'm just going back through all these notes from like back in the day. So I know at one time your hours of operation were Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
Same.
Is that still the same? Okay.
Yeah, it's the same.
All right. So let me go here and put that there.
Sunday by appointment only. Correct.
Okay. So Monday through Friday is 8 to 6. Do you want me to put Saturday, Sunday appointment only, or just leave it like that?
Sunday's appointment only. Saturday,
okay.
That is the day.
All right. That's what you guys consider the Sabbath, right? I guess you would say.
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Rest.
Your iPhone told you that about me?
No, I just kind of figured Saturday. See, me growing up, Sunday was the day of rest, but really it's technically Saturday, isn't it?
That is correct, yes. The proper way to do it. The seventh day.
Mm-hmm.
Sábado.
Yeah, because I think we've always counted Monday being the first day, right? When technically it's Sunday. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they changed the calendar and threw everybody off.
Yeah, exactly. See, I'd be learning. I'd be paying attention.
Sound like it. Yeah, that's impressive. Nice.
I try. No. I try. You know what I mean? You have to. It's just kind of like if we don't pay attention to all, it just things change, right? Everybody changes things. Then before you know it, it gets lost.
Right. And we're getting older. So you got to get better. You know what I mean? Always get better. Always.
Always. I find that as I'm getting older, I'm finding myself a little bit more educated, right? When you're young, you just kind of don't pay attention. You're like, whatever. You go with the flow. You
don't
know what
care.
I mean? And as you get older, you're like, when the time comes, I want to make sure I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
True. Raising kids. Yeah.
Right? Especially now with my grandkids, like just everything going on in this world makes me nervous, but it's okay. We just remain in prayer. Okay.
Yes,
so
that's true.
I know you're serving areas, right? The cities. From what I had saw, there was Charlotte, Concord, Kannapolis, Matthews, Davidson, Indian Trail, Pineville, Locust, Midland, and then, this other one's Bellarotine, I think it is. I don't know. My glasses are, there you go. And then we also had, where it was noted, a 40-mile radius. Do you want me to notate it exactly like that and then also put 40 miles?
Yeah, 50-mile radius.
50? Okay. I can
add
put 50.
A few more if it's possible. Yeah,
so let me put 50 miles, and then I'm going to notate these other ones, and then go ahead and then give me the others. I am ready. Okay.
All right. Myers Park.
Myers Park. Uh-huh.
Salisbury.
Salisbury, okay.
China Grove.
China Grove.
And last one, you got Mooresville on there already?
Let me look. Mooresville? No, I do not have that one.
That'd be the last one.
Have that. Okay. All righty. Okay. And then your preferred method of contact when we're contacting you, is that phone, text, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I prefer text. That's the fastest way to reach me. I check my emails at the end of the day.
You got it. On here, I'm going to also notate Saturday is closed.
Correct.
So that they know. Because if I don't notate it, I would hate. I mean, you know, sometimes people just don't. They still call it anyways. But, you know, at least it's noted there. And then I know prior you weren't licensed yet, but you were insured. Is that still the same? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
No, that's a good question because people want to know that stuff. We were looking into new insurance. So I wouldn't notate that yet, but that's something that's going to be one of our first changes.
Okay, what about the licensing? Do you have that yet or no? Or in process?
My guys are licensed, so I don't need to have one. So,
oh,
no, I'm
awesome.
Not.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. I kind of just drive around checking on stuff nowadays.
I hear you. There you go. And then uninsured, you want me to just put yes or in process?
You don't have to list it right now.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Can you leave it blank?
Yeah, I can leave it blank. Mm-hmm. All right, and then let's see here. What else do I need? Oh, now, do you want us to put the tracking number on it?
What's that?
So the tracking number, what it is, instead of them seeing your actual phone number, we put a tracking number that is going to be actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the app store. So it allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just so that way, honestly, Jay, it prevents more of the spam calls coming through. He said it will likely all be gone as well. Unfortunately, perks of the, okay, got it. We will be starting, we can get him the same email. Perfect. So what they're going to do is they're going to start it all from scratch. So you're going to have the same email, but unfortunately, he said, it is likely that that other stuff will be gone, is what he told me. So
it will all
be gone as well, unfortunately. He said, but yes, we can get him the same email. They're just going to be starting everything from scratch, I guess, meaning like with the website and everything.
I see. So, all right, let's back up.
Okay. All right. Now, the tracking number, do you want to do that now, hold off on it, and just have it be your number that's listed? Yeah,
because
I've seen it before, so we're going to keep that too. Okay. So I'm going to say yes. And then what else do I need on here? I think – oh, what are your forms of payments?
Zelle.
Mm-hmm.
Cash App.
Uh-huh. You do cash?
Yeah, cash as well.
No checks?
Not anymore. We had an issue with the law.
Mm-hmm.
So
I hear you. nowadays, I don't even think anyone really uses it. Well, unless you get, like, older folks.
Like, for real.
No, really. Even, listen, my husband was selling something on eBay, and I'm not even joking. He went out and bought one of them pins. He saw, I ain't even going to pull a fast one on me because I'm going to check them hundreds.
Exactly. There you are.
Right, but take the cash.
Yeah, let me mark that thing. Counterfeit bills.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, straight out. He goes, either that or meet me at my bank so we can make sure that it's all legit. Because he's like, especially because my husband has a lot of mechanic tools that he has double of. So he was selling a lot of them. And, man, I was like, oh, Lord. He's like, no
yeah.
way. He's all, when you're talking a scanner that I'm selling for like $2,000, you better meet me at my bank.
For real. I get that market, like you said.
Uh-huh. You just don't know nowadays. I mean, some people are shady. So I'm going to put on here cash. I put Zelle, Cash App. Any other one you want me to mention on here? Venmo, PayPal.
PayPal?
PayPal. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, Jay, the card that you're using, I don't even know if it's the same card that we have on file. I mean, the only thing it would even show me is just the last, it'll show me the last four digits. And this one expires, it's a Visa that expires March of 2025. It ends in 5926.
Sounds familiar. Well, can we do a one-time payment with this one I have here? And then when I get home, I can give you guys the business account.
We can. And then here's what you're going to do, right? So your new billing date is going to be the 17th of every month, okay? So, and I'll read it to you in the voice verification recording before we even process your payment. Again, it's just going to go over our billing agreement. It's going to go over that if you choose to cancel or pause it, okay? We just ask that you call 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. That's it, okay? Now, we're always going to ask for you to at least stick it out 2 months, so we'll call it a 2-month verbal agreement. But, Jay, as you know, you're paying monthly. So just remember,
that's
if you need to pause it, even if it's for a short time, right, you're going out of town, I would prefer that you pause it than cancel it. At least call us and say, listen, I need to put it on a seasonal hold for a couple months. So it's not like you're paying for it, right? You're not paying for it, but it kind of prevents from you losing your spot or your information. Do you see what I'm saying? Because a reinstatement is different from removing it from a seasonal hold. Does that kind of make sense? Because when you went to the Outer Banks, how long were you gone? Do you remember?
I want to say 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Usually, 2 weeks isn't too long, but are you sure it was 2 weeks? Because it seems like it's been longer than that.
I'm not sure it was 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, I think it might have been longer than that, because typically I'll tell you this. Sometimes, like, when people go out of town, right, they're going for a couple months or what have you, they'll typically put it on a seasonal hold, so it kind of prevents from them losing that position or any information, right, because it kind of keeps it on a hold. In fact, Jay, if I'm not mistaken, the last time, I don't know. I'm looking back. It had to have been some months because it looks like the last time I spoke with you back in August, but it looks like maybe December of last year was when they reached out to you about reactivation. So that's why it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, but it's okay. I mean, just next time, what I would say is put it on a seasonal hold. Okay. So that way, you know what I mean? It prevents that. Now, so, come the 17th of November, you want to at least call 3 business days before that date so that way you can change it, the updated information on the card, okay? Or else it's going to charge the one that we're going to charge right now, all right?
Don't even pick it up.
Yes, so make sure you better call at least 3 business days before the 17th or else it'll charge that card, okay? So just an FYI. All right. So let me do this. What's the name on the card, Jay?
Let me see here. What did I put on this one? I put my real name on here. It's Justin, J-E-S-T-I-N.
J-E-S-T-I-N. Is there a middle initial?
D for Delta.
Okay. And then the last name, same?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have the unique spelling of Justin.
That's right. That's why J is spelled with an E.
You know what? That makes sense now. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm like, I didn't even think about that until right now. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me go here. And then now I showed that the billing address, I don't know if it's still the same, but 8640 University City Boulevard.
That's right. That's correct.
Charlotte 28213, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what your security code, your security question was?
What's the security? Oh, the question. I thought you asked me the security answer.
Yeah, no, no, no. The security question was the city that you were born in.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. All right. So you still want to keep it the same?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Just want to make sure. And you know why we put that, right? So if for some reason you were to get a call from someone trying to claim that they're local splash, just ask them, what's my security question? When they hang up on you, that's how you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
So we put it there for that reason. I have your answer down as San Bernardino. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's the
one. Okay. All right. And then, now this card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it Discover?
Visa.
All right. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. 4056.
Uh-huh.
1001.
Uh-huh.
2760.
Okay.
5049.
Expiration month and year?
Expiration is 06 of 26.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
800.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the voice verification recording. As I'm walking you through it, Jay, please, if there's something you don't understand, just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? This way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. And this is just because I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Okay?
All right,
so
cool.
I'm going to turn on the recording, Jay, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
The Legal Factotums.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jay Wembley, I'm the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Jay, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I agree.
And we know sometimes you might be in the middle of a job and, you know, we're calling you with an update. All we're asking is that you at least call us within 24 hours. Now, if, like I said, you get a call from someone trying to claim that they're Local Splash, you got to pay $5. You don't give them any money. Take down that phone number, call us immediately because it's not us calling you. And again, as I told you, just ask, what's my security question? They'll hang up on you. Okay. All right. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Disclose, like let you know if I got somebody else working on the same thing?
Yeah, so like in other words, like if all we're saying is this, we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing, we're just saying that before you do, just give us a call just so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So let's say, for example, you called in and you're like, hey, I'm going to be running some Facebook ads. We would tell you, Jay, don't, because we're already running Facebook ads for you, so this will save you money. Right?
No,
because
yeah,
sometimes, yeah, because in other words, if you ran them too, you're not only spending more money because we're running them, now you're spending money to run them on your own, and that can hurt you more than help you, okay? So that's all we ask. Just give us a heads up. Like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing.
No, I can
and
do
if
that.
It's something we're already including, we'll let you know. And if it's not, we'll be like, hey, go for it. You know, it's not part of our program. Okay?
Yeah, having two SEOs is a headache anyway. So, yeah, I can
yeah.
do that. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is the 17th of October, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $318. So what this is the $299 payment plus the $19 charge monthly for the workspace. Okay? Now, this is going to be a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Jay, is that your second payment will then be charged November 17th, 2023, in the amount of $318. So this will then be a recurring payment. So what that means is that once your term is completed, your agreement is just going to automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the amount of $318. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is our 877-635-6225 number. So when you call that number, you're going to hit prompt 1, and that'll get you in touch with our customer service department. Now, if you do choose to cancel or pause it, we're going to ask that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Same thing with changing the payment, okay? If you have the card like within the next couple of days that you want to put on file to replace this one, call us as soon as you can, because you really don't want to wait until like 3 days before, because if it slips your mind, then you know what I mean? Because this will be the part that they'll be charging. Okay. So
that makes sense.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So what I'm doing now here, Jay, is I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to be receiving the receipt. We send it actually both to your email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message. And, in fact, I'll tell you the email that it's being sent to, because it is one that I know we had on file previously. And this one was the wimbley.fame@gmail.com. Uh-huh. That's where it's sending your receipt to. You still have access to that one, right?
I do, yeah. That's a personal one.
Okay, perfect. Because I want to make sure that your receipt goes there. You know what I mean? Because you want to keep it for your tax purposes as well. Okay.
Sure.
Now, the next thing that I want to do is schedule your client interview. How does your schedule look for tomorrow, Jay? Because I would prefer to do it tomorrow. Because the sooner we get you through it, the faster we're going to be moving. So what does your schedule look like tomorrow? I could see what we have on the calendar.
It's a busy day tomorrow, but I got an hour drive. You think it's going to take more than an hour?
It should take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. What time are you going to be on the road? Around this time? Between 6 and 7? Your time?
It'll be earlier. You guys would be asleep because you're in California.
Huh.
You guys would be asleep.
Oh, man. Okay, so let me take a look here. Let me tell you what times I have available. Whatever time I give you, this is going to be your time zone, okay?
Okay, good.
I have appointments starting as early as 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2, 2 to 3. Then I have 5 to 6, 6 to 7 in the evening.
Yeah, let's do in the evening. So, yeah, around this time would be good.
6 to 7 will work for you? Okay, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me do this. I'm going to send you an email. It's going to be your calendar invite. Now, keep in mind, it's going to have your name. It's going to actually have your name, Justin, written out. But I notated that you go by Jay. Okay, so just the FYI. It's just because it shows it from what your card payment looked like. Okay. Now, give me one second here. All right. So let me send you this calendar invite. Now, tomorrow when we call you, if I'm available, if I'm not on another call or I'm not in a meeting, I'm going to be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician, okay? Now, we're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock your time, and it'll be from an 877 number. So, Jay, you just want to make sure that you do answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, okay, you happen to be in the middle of something, you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes or 15 minutes, and we'll call you right back, okay? We're also going to...
All right, now...
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, is the 877 number the local Splash number like it always is? Like, can I
yes,
save that number?
In fact, I'm going to send all that to you right now, too. Yeah. The 877-635-6225 number, that's our local Splash phone number, okay? So we'll be calling
good,
you from the, yeah, we'll be calling you from an 877 number. But like I said, if you're in the middle of something and you need a few more minutes, just pick it up and say, listen, can you call me right back at this time? They will call you right back. And we're also going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. Okay.
Nice.
And then what I'm doing right now, Jay, is to your phone, I'm going to send you these two text messages. So I'm going to send you the number to customer service, shows your hours of operation are always going to be Monday through Friday, 7 to 4, which is 10 to 7 your time. And then I'm also sending you the link, which is the YouTube video that gives you the demonstration of your client dashboard on how you log in and track your results with us. Okay? So that way you're
right.
Familiar with that as well. So I sent you that video when you have time. And I know you're a busy man, but when you do have time, please take a look at the video. Okay?
All right. Have a look at the video.
Yes, please. Because it's just going to, it's real simple, but I want you to get familiar with it. Okay? And then let's see what else. I think that's pretty much everything. You know, you mentioned PayPal, right, as one of your forms of payments, correct? On your PayPal, let me see here. Is it like a business PayPal?
I very rarely use it. There was some guy we built a horse stable for, and he couldn't pay me any other way. So at that time,
okay.
I downloaded it, and I think I only used it like 3 times in 5 years, so.
Okay. So the reason why I asked,
I'm
going to ask the technician to talk to you about it too. I'm going to ask them to mention it because I think if you have the PayPal, like if it's a business PayPal, we can integrate it into that website where they can make payments from that website to you.
So
that would go to
I would
PayPal
assume it
account.
Is. Yeah, I would think it is.
I'm thinking so, but I would say I would love for them to kind of discuss that with you because if you're interested in them having them integrate it, why not, right?
That's true.
Where they can make payments because that's how we did it before. So I'm going to have them talk to you about it. I mean, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. It doesn't cost you anything, but at least it would be good to know, you know? Okay.
Great.
All right, and then, so I sent you those off. Now, tomorrow, once you conduct your client interview, a lot of what they're going to be doing is just crossing the T's, dotting the I's, just kind of re-verifying everything with you and going more in depth. So typically, as we always say, 7 to 14 days is when your website will be created, up and running, as well as your Facebook ads. Directory submission is 5 to 7 days. And within 5 to 7 days, they're also going to send you your login credentials to start logging in and tracking your results with us. So you'll get an email with a link to the reporting system, a username, and a password. Now, also, your Facebook page would be created within those 5 to 7 days, okay? As far as the first page placement, Jay, we're always going to give the timeline 30 to 45 days when you'll see yourself listed there. But many, many times, I have seen it happen sooner. For you, it could possibly because, I mean, it's a matter of us just really optimizing it. So, I mean, it could possibly happen sooner, but we're always going to get that timeline. But still keep in mind that we're also going to be sending you those notifications as each step is being processed because we want to keep you in the loop too, okay?
Awesome. And the work
right.
space, when's that available?
So during your client interview, I'm assuming that shouldn't take too long either. I'm gonna say workspace, I don't know. That, I would say maybe 7 days. I'll get confirmation on that. But it shouldn't take that long, because once the technician talks with you, they're going to start getting everything reset and reinstated. So it should happen pretty quickly. I say 7 days, but I could be wrong too, so don't.
So November, beginning of November-ish.
That's what I would think.
November 1st. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah. I mean, because, I mean, we're talking, it's a workspace. It shouldn't take all that long. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you back to our local Splash family. I'm super, super excited for you. Really am. And
nice.
I'm glad that
good
we're getting
back,
you that
definitely.
Upgraded. Yeah, and that we're also getting you that upgraded website, too. You're going
to
love it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what that looks like. So, yeah,
yeah,
thank you for
even
that.
If you, have
you didn't have to include me.
Yeah, no. Of course, listen, if anything that we could do to kind of beef up things for you too, you know what I mean? Also being a returning customer, I mean, it's our pleasure. One thing I want to tell you too is, always keep in mind, Jay, that any photos, any videos you send us, now, I'm going to be straightforward with you. If any of them aren't going to do your business justice, right? Like in other words, if they're too blurred out or it's too dark, right? There's too much shadows or what have you, right? They will not post those because it's going to make you look unprofessional. So like, and I only say this, yeah, and I'm just saying because like, let's say you sent some photos in, but the resolution wasn't good and you all of a sudden see like, hey, that picture wasn't there that I sent. Possibly that's the reason why. So always you want to kind of take a look at the pictures that you're sending and they'll tell you, you know, like, hey, you know, we're looking at some of these pictures. Maybe can you, do you have another like screen, like another shot of it because it looks a little dark or, you know, cause we want to make you look as professional as possible as well, you know?
I agree.
Show them
agree,
your
definitely.
Quality work. Okay. Well, listen,
right.
You have yourself a blessed evening cause I know it's
you
evening
as well.
For you right now. I'm like,
yeah,
40 more minutes and I can head to boot camp.
I like that.
I'm trying to be a grandma, you know?
I think you'll be fine.
My husband laughs. He's all, man, I better watch out. Your arms are getting more cut up than mine.
Out there working it out. That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's like, and it's like high intensity for 30 minutes. I mean, I can go as many times as I want, but you know what? It's good when you start taking care of your health. You know what I mean? And I refuse.
You got to. You last longer.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, because I ain't going to lie, as you get older, I mean, things aren't like they used to be. When you get up out of bed, it's like, man, every body part hurts.
Right. You're all heavy. Like,
yeah, I'm like, I told my husband, why are we making all these noises getting out of bed?
Because it helps.
Like,
get up. You know what I mean? Right.
That's what
he said. Hilarious.
Did that help you? Did that help you making all that noise?
Yes.
I'm like, oh, leave me alone.
It has to. It has to. That's why he does it. Yes.
Yep. All right, Jay. Well, have a blessed afternoon, okay? Or evening. I'm sorry. All right.
No, it's fine. You as well. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.